This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarked on a five-nation visit this morning to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia. On the first leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will undertake a visit to Ghana. The Prime Minister will hold talks with President of Ghana, John Dramani Mahama. The visit seeks to further strengthen the warm and long-standing ties between the two nations. A report.
PM Modi, upon arrival in Accra, the capital of Ghana this afternoon, is expected to receive a ceremonial welcome and guard of honour. Thereafter, there will be bilateral engagements with President of Republic of Ghana, John Mahama, at the Jubilee House. The presidential palace building was constructed with a grant of $30 million from India. Bilateral relations will be reviewed during the delegation-level talks. Discussions are also expected to cover regional and global issues. Key agreements are expected to be signed, followed by a joint press conference. President Mahama will then host a state dinner in honor of PM Modi and his delegation. PM Modi's trip further advances India's outreach to the economic community of West African states and the African Union. Alok Rai, Akashvani News, Accra.
In his departure statement, Prime Minister Modi highlighted that Ghana is a valued partner in the Global South and plays an important role in the African Union and the economic community of West African states. He said he is looking forward to exchanges aimed at further deepening historical ties and opening up new windows of cooperation in the areas of investment, energy, health, security, capacity building and development partnership. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met U.S. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth at the Pentagon in U.S. last night. He highlighted the strategic importance of India-U.S. defense ties, describing them as one of the most consequential pillars of the bilateral relationship. The meeting comes in the wake of the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting in Washington, marking another key engagement in a series of high-level India-U.S. interactions. U.S. President Donald Trump has said Israel has agreed on terms for a 60-day ceasefire in Gaza. He warned Hamas to accept the deal before conditions worsen. Amid chants of Bam Bam Bhole and Har Har Mahadev, Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha flagged off the first batch of Amarnath Yatra pilgrims from the Yatri Nivas base camp in Bhagwati Nagar early this morning. A total of 5,892 pilgrims left for Valley, of which 2,489 shall perform Yatra via Baltal route, whereas 3,403 will follow the longer Anantnag route to reach the holy cave. The India Meteorological Department has issued orange alert for rain in north and central India, including Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and parts of Gujarat, Rajasthan and Maharashtra. Heavy to very heavy rainfall conditions will also prevail at isolated places in Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra today. The recent heavy rainfall landslides and cloudburst incidents have caused significant loss of life and property in Himachal Pradesh. The Indian benchmark indices opened higher this morning amid positive global cues. Sensex was trading at 83,765, while the Nifty was at 25,548 when reports last came in. Buying was seen in the IT and auto sectors in the early trade. In the Asian markets, Bangkok, China, Japan, Seoul and Jakarta were trading in red, whereas only Hong Kong was trading in green. In men's cricket, the second test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy series between India and England will begin today at Edgbaston in Birmingham. The match is scheduled to start at 3:30 p.m. IST. India is trailing the series 1-0. In tennis, world number one, Jannik Sinner defeated fellow Italian Luca Nardi in straight sets in the first round of men's singles at Wimbledon. And that is the end of the news bulletin.